Hey, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
And now that we know that just seconds ago, Kelvin just matter of fact said to me, he goes, you know, you really should put the background up. This one that's behind me. So like with maybe 5 seconds to spare, we got the background up. Good job, co-host. That's why they're so important. If you're doing a podcast and you don't have a co-host, get it right, okay? Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. That's what makes it happen and makes it work. So today, at the risk of sound like a rerun, when I was doing research for refreshing the routine, I'm proud to say refreshing the routine has become almost a buzzword for the Geyer Cook Report. I did a search, and I was two of the top 10 were little picture thumbnails of yours truly with something about refreshing the routine that we've done on one of the Happy Monday episodes of the show. So today, the one I picked on was from May the 16th past, and we talked about refreshing the routine, and there was a list from addthis.com, what I should say, about the 6 social media things that you want to do for spring cleaning strategies to get involved with. And perhaps you did these already, and you're going to go, oh, God, I've already done those. Maybe not. So here we go. Change your passwords. If it's been 6 months or more, it's time to get a new, strong, separate password for every account. If they offer 2-step verification, even better. It's time to employ that and the opportunities to do it are presented. And for a strong password, you know that you use upper and lowercase characters, numbers, and then a special symbol. Those 4 things give you the strongest possible scramble of a password. And also for a username. If your username doesn't have to be Kelvin, it can be gobbledygook@gmail.com, which is always going to be an alias and never use your real email login for a username. Okay? So then, on top of that, chore, that thing to do after you've set up all your passwords, is audit your employee permissions. Make sure that all your permissions are straight. If you've got employees with edit capabilities from your Google Analytics file, and maybe all they need to have really is read so they can do reports, then adjust those as needed. And on that subject of accounts, consolidate your accounts. You can surely have the ability to add yourself as an admin user to every single instance of Google Analytics. So you just have to go to one dashboard that your username is assigned to that and get all your sites right there and get a look at those and make the reports and not have to log into each one separately. All of your design assets, the ones that you built back in 2004, you say, God, those are great. I'm going to keep those forever. Well, you don't need to if they're not mobile ready. So go to your design assets and make sure you don't have some big monster that's just simply put too big to get the job done with mobile. It's not going to work for you. And then in your social media profile descriptions, change the dates, the services that you offer. If you've gotten a haircut, maybe you need to update that picture in your profile. I just did that today on Rabbit, where I had a little picture of a bunny, cute, but not me. And then finally, the 6th thing in the list, and maybe the one that's going to give you the most gas in the tank, if it was an expression, is to freshen up your feed. And in doing this notes for freshen the feed, I found that Instagram is where you get that content. Huffington Post, and there's many links that talks about freshening the feed, but this one source at Huffington Post touts Instagram as being a good way to get that done. And we've got the link in the show notes, which is always the show notes are available at the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. Sorry I was so long in reminding people of that, but there you have it. So freshen up the routine. There's 6 links there, things to get done that are available for you to click on, look at, and get that happening if you haven't done them already. It's not too late. And like I've been doing lately in the shout outs, if you go to the show notes, what we just gave you that link for, and click on it, the thank yous for Fraser Ramsey and Eileen Smith and all the usual suspects and the people that provide us with video and audio spaces, they're listed there. And so we give them a go. Invite you to become a patron on Podbean. It's sort of like Patreon, which is the lion in the jungle of being a podcast patron. But Podbean, the place that has our show notes link, also has a link for being a patron. We invite you to do that. There's people that can pay just $1 a month. And if you think about it, $1 a month, really? And they do a show every weekday. Well, I'm getting 20 shows for $1. That's not a bad investment. Not a bad investment.
Great value.
So, again, thanks for getting back here, Kelvin. And the background being up, that proves, you know, there's no doubt in my mind. So we'll have to look at those holiday pictures that you've got gathered up. Invite people to look at those.
I think my camera data said I'd done about 600 or 700 holiday snaps.
Well, we'll put the pick of the litter onto the Geyer Cook Report on Facebook, link it on Twitter, and there you have it. On that note, I guess I could say that magic word that makes the show end. It's a wrap.